The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Into the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Texas is having to engage in a war that the Biden administration should be fighting to protect multiple fronts of our border.
Local law enforcement out here are on the record describing this camp as third world-like conditions. Really hard to believe that this is the United States of America, but this is the reality of the situation here at the border right now.
This is a White House that is incompetent or intentional. It's hard to tell which.
Now, from the Relief Factor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
If you were dropped into the United States from another country or another planet, and you saw the scene in Del Rio, Texas right now, you would not believe that it's the United States of America. No way. You would never believe it. You'd look at that and you'd say, that's some third world country. I've been to third world countries. I've been to Haiti. I've been to Guatemala. I've been to the poorest parts of Jamaica. In fact, it hit me last night with all of the White House disaster with the Haitian crisis. It fascinates me the juxtaposition of how conservatives open our hearts and our wallets to poor, desperate people like those in Haiti. In August alone, listeners to this radio show and to my other colleagues donated nearly $500,000 to rush emergency supplies to the people of Haiti. Now, two things can be true at the same time. We recognize that people in Haiti who are desperate and starving are worthy of God's love and our help. That doesn't mean we're able to take all of them into our country overnight. That does not mean that we can have open borders. That does not mean that we're a borderless country. And it's clear that this is by design. As you're hearing these reports about illegals being dropped off all over the United States, thousands of them, this is a scheme. This is an absolute plot. When you keep hearing people say this is an attempt to grab a lot of Democrat voters from other parts of the world because the Democrats are that desperate, it's true. How else do you describe it? They know Texas, they think at least Texas is up for grabs, and they're trying to turn Texas blue. And this is how they're going to do it. It's not hard to connect the dots at all. And I got to be blunt with you here. The only thing that I worry about when I come into this studio, because I get to come in here to this, I have a platform where we get to vent, we get to do a lot of things together that are pretty special. And this is a blessing. This job, I'm the luckiest guy in the world. The only thing that could get me in trouble is if I lose my temper and I say something that's going to get me in a lot of trouble. And we're in that territory with Kamala Harris. I like it better when she's, you know, hiding in Singapore. When she condemns these Border Patrol agents, I'm about to lose my crap, okay? I'm about to lose it. And it's the only thing that gets me, it's going to get me in trouble. Because I'm going to say something about this despicable individual that could get me in a lot of trouble. Can you imagine being upset about a Border Patrol agent on horseback with reins, not whips, and being more upset about the Border Patrol agent than you are the thousands and thousands of illegals who are living in makeshift tents and mud huts under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas? Can you imagine the Vice President of the United States issuing stronger words of condemnation for U.S. law enforcement than she does the actual illegals who are invading the country? I'm telling you, I'm going to get in trouble. So, Eric, keep your finger by the dump button. Because if I lose it, try to save my career. I spent a long time getting to where I am today. I've spent a lot of hours in front of a microphone. I don't want to lose it because of this woman. Here she is.
What I saw depicted about those individuals on horseback treating human beings the way they were is horrible. And I fully support what is happening right now, which is a thorough investigation into exactly what is going on there. But human beings should never be treated that way, and I'm deeply troubled about it. The whole point is that we have to understand Haiti. I mean, talk about a country that has just experienced so much tragedy that has been about natural disasters. And we really have to do a lot more to recognize that as a member of the Western Hemisphere, we've got to support some very basic needs that the people of Haiti have to get back up.
I'm going to get in trouble. All I can do with that at that clip is invite you to react to it at 1-800-655-MIKE. Yes, they pay me to be a talk show host. If I talk my actual reaction to that vile condemnation, I'm going to get in a whole lot of trouble. So all I can do is throw my phone lines wide open. I'll have you be the host at 1-800-655-MIKE. The Washington Examiner points out, they quote a Border Patrol, a U.S. Customs and Border Patrol source as saying, with basic knowledge and two brain cells, anyone knows those agents use split reins. They do use them as a whip on their horses. This helps get a quicker response from the horse to move out when needed, especially when the horse may be hesitant with groups of people or other animals. It is clear that those in charge, a term that is disgusting to use, have no clue about our operations and operate by ignorance and unhinged emotions. They have smeared these Border Patrol agents in a disgusting way. And it is nauseating that the Vice President of the United States, and by the way, standing outside with her mask off, take your stupid mask off. You're vaccinated and you're outside. Once again, more images of confusion. You're outside and you're vaccinated and you're giving interviews to reporters who are undoubtedly 90 feet away. Take your mask off. You look like an idiot. And you sound like an idiot when you condemn the good guys who put their lives on the line and are overwhelmed by this invasion, and you're condemning them in terms more profound than your condemnation for the poor Haitian illegals who have been through so much, and so they feel like they can march across the Rio Grande and set up shop in Wisconsin and Florida and Texas and South Carolina and wherever the Biden administration wants to drop them. I am overwhelmingly angry. at this administration. Playtime is over. The gloves got to come off. This is a catastrophe, and everybody knows it. 1-800-655-MIKE. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. It's hump day. It's a busy Wednesday episode. I hope you join us. 800-655-MIKE. Your voice, your perspective, your comment coming up.
Get the Mike Gallagher weekly newsletter with featured videos and more at MikeOnline.com.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Blinded by the light. Mike Gallagher.
We've been seeing these Haitians pouring over our border for, a month now. These are the very first images we've seen of any law enforcement doing anything about it. And of course, they have to jump up and condemn it and say something terrible about the Border Patrol agents trying to do their job.
Hey, Mike, I'm as mad as you about this despicable woman. It's just that what gets me also, don't forget, how does it not bother her how the Afghan women are getting treated over there in Afghanistan? How does that not bother her? She don't open her mouth for that, but she can open her mouth about this.
And why doesn't it bother her the young girls who are raped by the mules that carry them across the border as payment? I saw that with my own eyes when I was in Yuma. When I was at the border a couple of months ago, I saw all the morning after packets that they give to the women and the young girls, then the young women after they rape them. That's the payment. How is Kamala Harris not alarmed about that, but she's worried about the Border Patrol agent on the horseback? Eric Trump was on Greg Gutfeld's show last night on Fox News.
And by the way, the hypocrisy is insane. Greg, last week, the Biden administration droned a family of 10.
That's
droned.
True.
They took a Hellfire missile and shot it at a family, and then they lied about it. But yet, they want to demonize law enforcement who's riding a horse. They ignore that story about killing a family of 10, including 7 children.
Mm-hmm.
And then they throw law enforcement under, you know, the boat, literally because they can't control a problem that they created.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's absolutely horrible.
It's beyond horrible. This is getting into evil territory. I use that word carefully. I remember many years ago, I was on a panel in Los Angeles, and I used the word evil as it applies to a lot of Democrat policies. And I remember my colleagues, the smart kids, some of the inside the beltway guys. Oh, don't say evil. Now, come on, Mike. These are our friends across the aisle. Do you know that the House Democrats just stripped $1 billion of funding for Israel's Iron Dome? Do you know they stripped $1 billion of funding for the Iron Dome? Do you know that they took $1 billion away from Israel? $1 billion of funding from Israel to protect the civilians, the children, the men and women from Hamas firing rockets into that country. The Iron Dome protects civilians from missiles that Hamas fires into Israel. Do you know that House Democrats, led by that despicable Rashida Tlaib, that despicable AOC, that despicable Ayanna Presley, all the rest of these kooks who are anti-Semites, they stripped $1 billion of funding. $1 billion of funding for the Iron Dome. It's unbelievable. It's incredible. Is that, how do you describe that as anything other than evil? How do you describe that as anything other than evil? Wow. 800-655-MIKE. We got a phone problem going on here. I lost all my phone lines at once, so let's get them back and figure it out. And we'll get your calls going here in just a moment. I think Marianne has stayed on there, even though all the rest of the lines went away. Hey, Marianne, thanks for hanging in there. How are you? Marianne, you there? All right, definitely a phone problem. We'll figure it out, and we'll get it fixed, and we will be back. I promise, if you were hung up on rudely, call me back. Because all of our lines went out. We had a little bit of a phone fail. And we'll get you back. 1-800-655-MIKE. Portions of our show are brought to you by MyPillow. Holy cow, Mike Lindell has now giving, he's lost his mind. He is now giving us two sets. Buy one set of the Giza Dream Sheets. Get the second set free with the promo code MikeG. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034, like we love to sing.
The best night's sleep in the whole wide world is MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
When I walked into that press briefing room almost every day, I felt like I was walking into the lion's den. But what Jen Psaki's walking into is like a group of kittens every day that are there to transcribe what she says. She said from the podium that we would never have vaccine mandates. That clearly isn't true. No one asked her why did she lie back a few months ago.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Take two. We had a phone system. Listen here, that's God punishing me for some reason. I'm so angry about Kamala Harris, and I'm afraid I'm going to get in trouble over something I'm going to say, so I ask you to call in, and then the phones crap out. It's an evil Democrat plot. It's an evil plot. There's something. So start again. We're going to take two. 1-800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453. We had some passionate, fiery, ready-to-go callers. And they went away, and we're trying to figure out. And as luck would have it, our engineer isn't in the building. It always happens at once. It's like, what is that the Peter principle? Anything that can go wrong does. So let's get calls screened. 800-655-MIKE. We think we got, well, we didn't fix anything. It's just maybe the glitch fixed itself. You're just joining us. Kamala Harris, let's listen again to the Vice President of the United States standing outside with her mask on, whining about the Border Patrol agents that were supposedly caught on horseback using their whips and whipping the poor black Haitians. Listen to this.
What I saw depicted about those individuals on horseback treating human beings the way they were is horrible. And I fully support what is happening right now, which is a thorough investigation into exactly what is going on there. But human beings should never be treated that way. And I'm deeply troubled about it. The whole point is that we have to understand Haiti. I mean, talk about a country that has just experienced so much tragedy that has been about natural disasters. And we really have to do a lot more to recognize that as a member of the Western Hemisphere, we've got to support some very basic needs that the people of Haiti have to get back up.
Well, at least she didn't break out into her cackle, because normally she, right about then she'd start cackling. I mean, it literally makes me so, it makes me physically ill. And here's these thousands and thousands of people. When we talk about an invasion, listen, my heart goes out to Haiti. My heart, that's why I poured my soul into our Food for the Poor campaign last month, where we raised nearly $500,000 within our company to help the poor people of Haiti. That doesn't give Haitians license to come strolling across the Rio Grande with bags of food and their iPhones and their backpacks and march into the United States and say, here we are, now take us. You know, two things can be true. We should not lose our empathy and compassion for our fellow man. But that's a little bit like saying you feel sorry for the homeless person who's in your neighborhood, so you don't mind when they break down your door and camp out in your living room. All right, let's see if these phones work. Dave, you're first up. How you doing, Dave?
How you doing, Mike? I'd just like to say I love your show.
Thank you.
I agree with everything you say about Kamala Harris.
Thank you.
Except there's one thing I don't agree about, and I wish you could change.
All right.
That whole mask thing, you know. I think it would be better if she could leave it on. Because when she does that stupid cackle, we don't have to look at that face.
All right, you got a point. You got a point.
I think I might need therapy looking at that face.
You got a point.
You know?
You got
thank
a point.
Thank you, Mike.
I got
appreciate
a
your show.
All right, thank you very much for your kind words. 800-655-MIKE. Also breaking, there's a manhunt underway. Law enforcement continues to be under siege in Los Angeles. A monster goes up and ambushes two L.A. deputies. And a manhunt is underway for those officers. I mean, for the monster coward punk who did that. We'll tell you more about that coming up. And again, at a time when law enforcement needs our support, when law enforcement needs to be defended, Kamala Harris is throwing them under the bus. Kamala Harris's despicable, vile condemnation reminds me of Obama calling police stupid after his buddy, what was his name, Gates, that guy that Henry Gates or whatever his name was that had a dust up with the police department where he lived, called the cops stupid. Once in a while, people on the left reveal their true selves. People on the left hate the police. They hate law enforcement, and they sure don't mind condemning a Border Patrol agent trying to do his job and protect the border. Felix, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hey, Felix. Felix, you there? All right, let's try John. Hey, John, you're up. How you doing, John?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm fired up.
Listen, I'm a little confused. With the Haitian refugees, the money you raised, it sounded devastatingly poor. Now, I want to know how they got plane tickets to get to where they are now.
Well,
I can't afford to go fly across the country
exactly,
in America.
Exactly.
To go
it's a good,
see my daughter.
It's a good question. I've been asking that question all along, but let's be very clear. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of people who are desperately poor in Haiti We didn't raise money for Haitian refugees, John. We raised money. We raised money for the people of Haiti after the devastating, horrific earthquake, the flooding, the natural disasters that that island nation has suffered through. It's terrible. So, you know, and those people that desperately need our help aren't sitting around buying plane tickets. They're trying to feed their children.
I get that.
Okay.
I understand that, okay. too. And I want to know as well, why are able-bodied men leaving the countries they love?
Correct.
Why aren't they fighting for them?
Correct. And again, your question is a good one, John. Who's paying for the plane tickets? That's what I found when I was at the border in Arizona. When we were there, part of that congressional delegation with Congressman Andy Biggs, and I got the tour of that border at Yuma, where Mexico and Arizona meet. I saw discarded boarding passes along the paths, airplane tickets, boarding passes, paper boarding passes. These people are not marching 900 miles to the border. They're flying to a border city, and they're being bused to the border, and they're walking across the Rio Grande and being processed into the United States and being admitted into the United States. And guess what? Guess what? More are coming. More are coming. Even an MSNBC guest, MSNBC, is acknowledging that the crisis is bad and getting worse.
Now we have to turn to Texas, where the migrant crisis may be on the verge of getting a whole lot worse. You have seen the pictures of Haitian migrants camped under a bridge in Del Rio, roughly 12,000 of them. But now we're learning that thousands more could be on their way from Colombia, from Panama, from Peru. That could triple the number of migrants in South Texas. NBC's Morgan Chesky is in Del Rio. Julia Ainslie covers the DHS. She broke the story about this new group of migrants that may be headed here. Julia, what can you tell us? If you think about what has happened in Haiti in the last few weeks, in the last few years, it's a dire situation at home for them.
It is. There really isn't a home for these people to go back to, Stephanie. A lot of these Haitians left their home country, some around the 2010 earthquake, others during the different devastating events there, both natural and political, that have occurred in Haiti over these years. They've been living in South America. Many of them were there around the Olympics in 2016. Their opportunities there have dried up. It is very hard for them to find work or find any way to feed their families. And now, according to internal documents that we obtained last night, DHS is monitoring a group of more than 20,000 Haitians that have all amassed in northern Colombia who may be the next group to come here. There are also more than 1,000 in Panama, more than 1,000 in Peru. They are also monitoring these groups to see if they may come.
This is insane. This is absolutely insane. We're in Crazyville. And you know what? The border czar is Kamala Harris, right? Isn't she the border czar? The border czar is now condemning the Border Patrol agents. And this whole lie that they embraced, ripping a Haitian on horseback. I mean, what these Border Patrol agents were trying to do was block the illegals from entering the U.S. In one case, they were grabbing onto a migrant's shirt, overwhelmed agents who are working, as Beckett Adams points out, or no, rather Adam Shaw over at Fox News. Overwhelmed agents have been working 6 days a week, 10 hours a day. They're dealing with the more than 14,000 migrants. And how would you like to be a family member of a Border Patrol agent and listen to that person, Kamala Harris, condemn these Border Patrol agents? I mean, one agent told Fox News, the whole situation is blowing up and even liberals are turning on this administration. Harris is placing the blame on Border Patrol agents to deflect because she and Biden are not going to change how they are handling this. I mean, at the end of the day, this is Kamala Harris's responsibility. And the best she's got is to condemn the Border Patrol agents? Boy, I can't wait to hear what Governor Ron DeSantis is going to have to say about this tomorrow night. I wonder if we had a crisis like this in the state of Florida, I wonder how Governor DeSantis would handle it. You know, Tucker Carlson last night puts all of this, or a lot of this, at the doorstep of Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Listen to what Tucker said last night about how the Texas governor could do more than just talk.
We opened this show with horrifying pictures of what's happened at our southern border, which is completely open, and this country is being invaded. No, that's not an overstatement. More than a million people this year expected by the rest of the world. This has been going on for months, and we've asked Texas Governor Greg Abbott many times to come on this show to explain why he hasn't called the National Guard to seal the Texas border and protect the rest of us from this invasion. Greg Abbott has refused to come on repeatedly. So pretty soon, possibly tomorrow, we plan to invite his primary opponents on the show to describe what they would do if they ran Texas. That might be an interesting conversation. We'd like to give Governor Abbott one more chance to come on sincerely. Please, come on and tell us how you plan to save the rest of us from what is happening in your state.
Now, Tucker went back to that theme several times during his broadcast last night, calling on the Texas governor to mobilize the National Guard and stand up to the federal government, which is failing in its responsibility to protect the sovereignty of the United States. And why do I have a hunch that if this kind of crisis played out this way here in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis would step up? I really do think, I'll ask him tomorrow night. You'll have a chance to ask him. It's going to be a big event at the Grand Hyatt. Going to be a great panel discussion presented by Job Creators Network. Bring small businesses back. On stage, Governor Ron DeSantis. I'll be there. Captain Matt's going to moderate. If you live in the area, you know Captain Matt Bruce. Alfredo Ortiz from Job Creators Network. Rebecca Walser is going to be there. She's often on the Fox Business Network, has a great financial planning organization. Just a bunch of great people gathered at the Grand Hyatt Tampa Bay tomorrow night. The VIP reception starts at 5:30. The main event begins at 7. You can get the tickets right now at theanswertampa.com. Order your tickets, and I want to see you in person at the big Governor Ron DeSantis-led panel discussion. We'll talk about, I guarantee you, not only are we going to talk about small businesses and how they're being impacted by the illegal immigrant crisis, the migrant crisis in America. We'll also talk about coronavirus. We'll talk about Governor DeSantis maybe running for president. You're going to want to be there in person tomorrow night at the Grand Hyatt Tampa Bay, beginning at 5:30, main event at 7. For tickets, go to theanswertampa.com. I hope to see you there. Go to theanswertampa.com for tickets, theanswertampa.com. Meanwhile, AMAC is fighting, fighting, fighting for Americans. And right now, we got a big, big financial crisis ahead, thanks to the catastrophic Democrats. My buddy Andy Mangione and AMAC coming up, as well as more of your calls. Don't go away. We have a busy breaking news episode of the Mike Gallagher Show for Wednesday here in the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
Hear the latest reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories. Available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Portions of our show are sponsored by AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Listen, when we are in crisis like we are now as a nation, This is where you need warriors in your corner. This is a time when you should turn to an organization like AMAC. Andy Mangione joins us every week at this time. Andy, we've been talking, of course, about the border crisis, but there's a financial crisis ahead. We know that Biden is doing everything that he can. This administration wants to stick it to small business owners, wants to hurt people with a proposed massive increase in the capital gains tax. These tax increases will be used to fund their multi-trillion dollar budget schemes. What's AMAC doing about it, Andy?
Hey, Mike, you're absolutely right. The Democrats are looking to raise taxes in multiple ways to pay for this $3.5 trillion budget. As you mentioned, it's nothing more than a socialist checklist. One tax that they're trying to sneak in is an aggressive capital gains tax increase, and it's going to hurt seniors. It's going to hurt their retirement income. Biden is selling this tax as focused on Americans who make over $1 million a year, Mike, but here's how it will ultimately whack those seniors living on a fixed income. Corporations will react to the capital gains tax increase by adjusting their dividend payments to help high-income earners avoid taxation. But this adjustment will hurt everyday Americans who rely on these payments to augment their retirement income. The increase in capital gains rate will decrease the long-term net worth of millions of retirees, and they'll see less liquid cash coming from their investments. And consequently, Mike, they'll be forced to reduce these investments, which puts millions of them in a worse financial position for the future. Now, AMAC members are engaged in a call to action right now. They're contacting their members of Congress as we speak to tell them not to support Biden's capital gains tax increase. And so far, Mike, they've sent over 56,000 messages to their representatives to voice their opposition to this.
This is why you got to be a part of this wonderful organization. I'm an honorary lifetime member. It costs $16 a year to get your AMAC senior card. Go to GallagherForAMAC.com to sign up today. GallagherForAMAC.com or call them 855-624-6229. 855-624-6229. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you, Mike. God bless.
God bless. Coming up, this is the day we could get big booster news over coronavirus. Who knows what that's going to look like? And the Biden administration insists the border is not open. What a bunch of liars. What a bunch of frauds.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.